Hello, everyone, and welcome to the inaugural episode of Balancing Books and Blades. I'm Madison Robillard, your guide on the journey of juggling the dual demands of collegiate athletics and academics. Broadcasting from Worcester State University, where I major in criminal justice and communications and lace up the skates for our women's ice hockey team, this podcast dives deep into what it means to be a student athlete in today's busy world. In each episode, we'll explore the challenges and triumphs of managing sports and studies, featuring tips, personal stories, and occasionally, voices from fellow athletes and experts who thrive in high-pressure environments. So without further ado, let's jump into a week that kicked off the student-athlete hustle, balancing coursework, ice time, and the little moments in between that keep us going. Monday kicked off with a 5 p.m. workout at Bando, the training facility at the rink. We focused on strength and explosiveness, which is super important for hockey. These evening workouts can be tough after a really long day of working on assignments, but once you're in the zone, it feels great to end the day with a strong workout. Tuesday was packed. I had classes in the morning, and right after that, we hit the ice for a skating session. We broke into groups to really work on our skill development, everything from skating techniques to puck control and shooting. It was a great session to focus on the detail and improving our fundamentals, but the day didn't stop there. I also had a quiz in my paper and plastics class and a discussion post due by the end of the day. It was one of those days where balancing both school and hockey felt like a full-on sprint. Wednesday was a rest day from hockey, which was much needed after the intensity of Monday and Tuesday, but that didn't mean it was a day off. I used the time to catch up on studying because I had a big test coming up on Friday. I only have classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so the rest of the week is usually focused on assignments and staying ahead with my schoolwork. Thursday was a big day with hockey testing. We started bright and early at 7 a.m., kicking things off with a max deadlift where I hit 221 pounds. After that, we moved on to the 3-mile assault bike challenge. I finished it in 8 minutes and 30 seconds, which was tough, but it felt great to push through. Later that afternoon, at 3 p.m., we had a recovery test on the ice. We skated from the close blue line to the goal line and back 4 times in a row. Then had a 2-minute recovery before repeating the whole thing 5 times. It was a physically intense day, but once it was done, I felt a real sense of accomplishment, and I could shift my focus to catching up on school assignments, knowing that Friday was going to be packed. Friday was a full-on marathon, starting with my biology test before media day. The test was split into 2 parts, a 90-minute exam followed by an essay. Once I wrapped that up, I headed over to media day, where we took team and individual roster picks, along with some goofy ones. It's always a fun break from the usual grind, but after the photo shoot, I still had to get back to work. I had a discussion post due for my analysis of news class, so once the fun part of my day was done, it was straight back to the books. Now it's Sunday, and I've been catching up on even more schoolwork. I've got a discussion post and a social media posting due for my social media class, which is actually what this podcast is for, so shout out to my classmates. I've also been working on a test and assignment for computer science. But before I dove into schoolwork, I spent most of my day fundraising for the team at the Patriots game. We had an 8 a.m. check-in at Gillette Stadium, where we worked at a concession stand, selling hot dogs, pretzels, nachos, cinnamon rolls, pizza slices, both cheese and pepperoni, fries, Gatorade, beer, fountain sodas, and water. We had to set up everything before the game and stayed until 5:40 p.m. to clean up afterwards. It was a long day, but it's always rewarding knowing the money is going towards supporting the team. After all of that, it felt great to sit down, get my schoolwork done, and check things off my list to end the week on a productive note. So after a week like that, how do I keep it all together? It's not easy, but over time I've learned a few strategies that help me stay on top of everything without getting too overwhelmed. Here are some tips that I've found really helpful when balancing school and athletics. I always sit down on Sunday and map out my entire week. I look at when my assignments are due, when I have practice, and where I can fit in study times or breaks. Planning ahead keeps me organized and helps me avoid that last-minute scramble. I have found it is amazing what you can accomplish in those small gaps of time between classes or after practice. Whether it is reviewing notes or catching up on readings or just taking a moment to rest, I try to use those little pockets of time as wisely as possible. As much as I want to keep going 24/7, I've learned that rest is just as important as training and studying. Getting enough sleep and letting my body recover helps me stay sharp on the ice and focus in class. I have learned that things don't always go as planned, and that's okay. You have to be adaptable. If something comes up and I miss a study session, I don't stress. I just adjust my schedule and figure out how I can make up for it later. Anyways, thank you for joining me on this first deep dive into the life of a college athlete. I hope hearing about my week gives you a better idea of what it is like to juggle school, hockey, and everything else that comes with it. It is all about finding that balance and learning what works best for you. Here's to making every challenge a winning opportunity.